This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the show. As always, you are invited here to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 here tonight. Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways, and they are free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Mark, for those just tuning in, let's do a brief recap on this letter to the editor by a police officer from somewhere in America with a town of less than 50,000 population. That's about as detailed as the article is getting, because the publishers obviously want to protect their source in this case.
Large minority population within a large metro area. And he's saying that, you know, he was one of those kids that wanted to be a cop because he wanted to serve and protect citizens.
Mm.
He said he was forced to admit to himself that's simply not the case most of the time. There's a massive problem when a city's police department spends more time issuing traffic citations and locking people up for failure to appear bench warrants over $20 seatbelt violations.
Right. How could you investigate any real crimes if that's what you're doing?
Then
that's
proactively,
every police department, though.
Yeah,
right.
Patrolling neighborhoods.
Yeah, what he's describing is not uncommon. This is typical police behavior, is to focus on revenue, focus on tickets, and everything else is just sort of when we get to it.
Yeah, I'm going to reread this part, too. At my department, issuing traffic tickets is counted as the only meaningful activity during an officer's yearly performance evaluation. This is insanity, as if patrol officers have nothing else to do, such as responding to larceny, burglary, sexual assault, vehicle theft, child abuse, suicide, armed robberies, dismembered bodies, and all sorts of other calls for service.
Yeah, but those don't get a check.
Yeah.
Those don't get money.
It's true.
That's why salespeople are more important than support staff at every organization.
Yes. Mm. It's ultimately the case. Officers are routinely subjected to psychological abuse when the prescribed ticketing numbers aren't met. As you might imagine, morale could not be any lower. Excuse me. Officers, young and old, want out.
Wow.
The turnover rate is through the roof.
And it's hard to replace them.
Yeah. The president of our Fraternal Order of Police Lodge hasn't taken up this issue on our behalf. In a nutshell, we have no advocate. We have no one to whom we can turn to other than the media.
Well, right. The people agree with you.
Yeah, and that carries risks for
one. Well,
if
the turnover is that high, too. I mean, if there are people looking to get out, just if they're getting out and they can't find people to replace them, someone's got to notice, like, hey, something's going on internally. What do we need to fix it? Right? Because there's not going to be a police department with no police officer serving.
Yeah.
And no one lined up to fill the void.
I don't know why their union advocate isn't saying anything about this. I wouldn't propose to know how they operate or anything. But I imagine they've come to the conclusion that this is what we do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
We,
sure.
You know, if you
how are you going to change it? How do you change the system?
I suppose you could give tickets out for marijuana possession.
Oh, they do that.
And, you know,
if they catch you with marijuana.
Revenue that way. But you have to pull people over to get the get them, you know, with in possession of marijuana, right?
Unless you catch them on the streets.
Yeah. It's
stop
rare.
And frisk.
Yeah, stop and frisk. It goes
they can escalate that.
Yeah. Anyway, I've attempted to warn the public when the opportunity presents itself. I don't know what else to do at this point other than to speak out. I will not engage in the wrongful taxation of the public for revenue. That creates a propensity for corruption, which only a fool would not realize, and yet our administration encourages it.
Yeah.
Eventually, it'll come down to me retiring or being forced, fired for insubordination.
Mm. Good.
Either way, it's a shame that this goes on in America. This job has caused me to have a genuine distrust for government in its smallest and largest forms.
Well, I mean, that's one benefit.
Good.
At least he's seen the truth. He's speaking the truth.
I'd say you immediately retire as well.
Get
out of the organization and do something productive.
Yeah. So when I worked with law enforcement, I over and over again said that there were, you know, about 25% of the officers were great people, 25% were really crappy people, and 50% were doing a job.
Mm-hmm.
And the that 75%, the 25% loves giving those tickets because they get to bully people. And 50% is going to do what they're told to do because that's the job. And it's a pretty good job as far as benefits and pay and stuff like that goes.
I've had a cop admit just about as much. You know, I asked, you know, I was being arrested and I was talking to him casually as I was from the backseat of the car. And I basically said, like, you're just a robot, basically, if you're just following orders. He goes, well, I like following orders because then I don't have to think.
Wow. God, if you could have only recorded that, that would have been great.
I'm going to get the final paragraph here. For the people's benefit and the protection of their constitutional freedoms, I wish to God there was more I could do to fight this. Truthfully, it inspires me just knowing that sharing my story with somebody, anyone who will listen. I want to personally thank the NMA for its efforts in exposing one of the negative issues of law enforcement. Also, so that you know, I'm not the only police officer with this viewpoint. There are thousands and thousands of Officer Franks all over this great nation.
Officer Frank.
He's
meaning he's being Frank?
He is, right. He's just, that's his pseudonym. He's here. Frank
Interesting.
Is an almost unheard of name any longer. So if somebody uses it, you know, they're either older or, you know, just a pseudonym.
But they should start an outside fraternity for disillusioned cops to just join in, you know, like another organization.
Well, they had Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Yeah,
for
something
a while,
like that.
That has now morphed into Law Enforcement Action Partnership. So if this officer is listening or any officers like them, I would say that that is an organization that would agree with you. If you were to go to Law Enforcement Action Partnership, now I know Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is their website, leap.cc. I think that still works because it's still the same acronym. They just changed the words of it. And what happened was it used to be officers, mostly former retired officers who were against prohibition across the board, against drug prohibition, against prohibition on prostitution, against prohibition on gambling, just against prohibition. And they were great on that issue. But they've since expanded their purview into other issues that are facing policing and making them less trustworthy with the people. So, like, for instance, police militarization, they oppose that. And I know we went through some of their list. They've got a good list of things that, you know, libertarians would tend to agree with, and this
officer agree with this too.
And this officer would probably really appreciate them, and that is where you could go. That's, to my knowledge, the only law enforcement based group that would probably publicly take these stands would be Law Enforcement Action Partnership.
Yeah, trying to get the you know, the tax feeder to acknowledge that they're a tax feeder is very difficult. And these police officers, maybe some of them can come to this conclusion and see the problems for themselves, but ultimately the departments and the brass and maybe the union leaders, according to this guy, I don't know what the specifics are. I'm not, this isn't my particular bailiwick, but, well, you know, they're going to be very difficult to convince.
Mm-hmm.
I know that
their paychecks depend on it.
Right. I mean, in my town where I live, the, you know, the people, what they want is they want a patrol that comes by every once in a while, especially in the rich folks section. They want the, you know, a cop to go by a couple times a day.
Well, if they're the rich folks section, get private security.
That's what they should do, is a private security. Like, the fact is like, think about it. You know what cops get, the, you know, the whole shebang that goes in with being a government bureaucrat. They get paid a lot more. If you just hired Wackenhut to roll a, you know, some vehicle through that has little flashy lights on top, then most of what you're looking to achieve is going to be achieved. You've got somebody who's patrolling, somebody who's looking, and if they find somebody, they can, you know, ring, ring, state police, we got a problem, and then they'll come down. They're happy to come down when they've got some burglar that's caught.
Someone who's not hiding out.
Yeah.
Right? And it makes their presence known where you can see that, you know, for to prohibit any crime from occurring in the first
place. Right. And that's significantly less costly because then you're just hiring a company that, you know, has security.
Well, and you would then have a contract as well. You would have a contract stating how many times a day they're supposed to roll through, what area they're supposed to be protecting, you know, what are the minimum requirements for them to achieve this contract. You'd have it in writing, and if they didn't meet those requirements, then you could make, you could take action on that. That would be a contract violation. That's, you know, a suable offense. You could take them to court. Whereas if the government doesn't show up, then they're not liable for anything. If they don't roll through twice a day or once a day or ever, then you can't do anything except sit and complain to the city council and hope they do something about it.
And there's competing private security agencies.
Right. So the price will come down in that case. We got more on the way here. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, coming up, the Chinese system, the social credit system. What is it? We'll tell you more about it on the way here. The New York Post is calling it a dystopian nightmare.
It's that.
We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That is... If true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Chinese social credit system and what that's all about with you tonight. It's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Mark.
Also, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related that can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on their forum over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, they've got their brand new site that they are getting ready to launch. It's technically there right now. You can go to local.bitcoin.com, and that is where you will be able to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash, either with somebody in real life that you meet up in real life, or you can do it online with like bank deposits or other methods of payment. And they're very excited about this project.
Local, I'm excited about that project.
Yeah, local.bitcoin.com. You can create an account right now. You can post an advertisement for, I think, selling the Bitcoin Cash that you have. But the advertisements, you can't take action on them yet because they haven't fully opened the site. That starts on June 4th. But you can go now. You can kind of take a peek at it over at local.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. We have this police officer writing a letter to the editor just basically expressing his frustration that he's essentially been made into a revenue agent, and he really wanted to actually help people by becoming a cop. Let's talk to Justin calling from Little Rock, watching on YouTube. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
We're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I personally think.
Oh, hello. You think what? Are you still there?
Have you had a stroke?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a little mini stroke, but you know.
Okay.
Okay, so what were you calling about, Justin?
I'm calling about C.J. Ross.
Okay. C.J. Ross or T.J. Rock? I couldn't quite make out what you said.
C is in Charlie. J is in Juliet. Rock.
Rock, okay.
I don't know who that is.
I suspect we'll find out here shortly.
You don't know who C.J. Ross is?
Is he a YouTuber? Like, maybe it's you?
No. Okay. No. He is a little bit judge that made millions, paid off in boxing. Timothy Bradley and Manny Pacquiao. You guys see that fight?
Oh, is this a boxing call? I don't know anything about boxing.
I've heard of Manny Pacquiao, but that's about where I'm done with this. I really don't know.
Is there, like, some kind of scandal here? I mean, this guy was, like, corrupt? Or
he's a boxing judge, apparently.
Why do you think he retired? It's absolutely a scandal.
Old age, made enough money, had enough to live out.
Didn't know they retired.
So he was, like,
I haven't heard the name up to this point.
So the C.J. Rock guy was a boxing judge, and he was corrupt? Was he, calling bad calls?
C.J. Rock.
Okay. So he was like making up calls in the fights that were not true, or like what was the corruption exactly?
Okay, listen.
We're listening.
You watched Manny Pacquiao fight Bradley in the first fight. It was horrifying. Pacquiao won every round.
Except in the eyes of this judge.
Wait, are you saying that it was the judge who was falsely calling this guy the winner, even though he didn't actually win the round?
Yes, absolutely.
How does that work? I mean, because I don't know a whole lot about boxing, but isn't generally the idea to knock the opponent out?
Yeah, but if you don't, then it goes to the judges.
I see.
When did this happen?
Yeah, thank you.
When did this occur?
The Timothy Bradley fight?
Yeah.
Wow, that was probably like 2013, 2014.
So you're saying he's been corrupt for 6 years after?
No, he hasn't been a judge since then.
She?
Why? Let's get that established first.
What I'm trying to establish is, why are you so bitter? This occurred 6 years ago.
That's a good question.
Do you know that Rocky is in the Boxing Hall of Fame?
Rocky who?
Marciano.
Well, Marciano's
no,
real.
Not Marciano. Of course,
Balboa?
There, but I'm talking about Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
Is in the Boxing Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you, Justin, for the boxing trivia tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855. It's just strange. We had a horse racing call last night and a boxing call tonight.
We do tell them they can call in about anything.
It's true. You
including,
can.
Including six-year-old scandals in fight judging.
We may not know anything about it.
So
but
as a fan of MMA, they always say don't leave it in the hands of the judges, and then they don't get to factor into the fight.
Let's go to Unuseful Idiot is on the line here calling us from California on our Discord call-in line. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I wanted to call in and talk to you about the Equality Act. And
what is
I'll
that?
Go ahead and... Well, it already sounds like a bad idea. What? Wikipedia. Yeah. Well, it's very Orwellian, if you will. So I'll go ahead and read for you from Wikipedia... what it's about. It was just passed unanimously by the House Democrats and 8 Republicans on Friday in the House of Representatives. It's probably not going to be voted on in the Senate, and Donald Trump isn't crazy enough to sign it into law, but here we go. So the Equality Act is a bill in the United States Congress that, if passed, would amend the Civil Rights Act to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity in employment, housing, public accommodations, public education, federal funding, credit, and the jury system. As of 2019, 30 states have not outlawed LGBT discrimination, with members of the LGBT community being given very little protection at a national level. And 2/3 of LGBT Americans reporting having experienced discrimination in their personal lives. The United States is currently one of the few Western nations not to outlaw anti-LGBT discrimination in employment nationally.
If
the
Equality Act outlaw discrimination based on sex, does that mean that male TSA officers can now shake down young teenage women who go through the TSA line? Because obviously they're excluded at this point based on their gender and sexual orientation.
Right.
Gender specifically, in this case.
Well, as long as the male officer identifies as female, he should be
fine. Yeah, you're talking about a biological...
No,
male.
Right. You cannot discriminate based on sex or gender. That means that male officers can shake down teenage girls at the TSA line. That ought to go well.
Well, the TSA...
Is ready.
Sorry, what's...
Mark, you're very close. This is where the Orwellian portion gets in. If a male... I do believe there are legal discrimination laws in place where you can request to be shaken down by a officer of your own gender or sex.
That's discrimination.
But...
That's being discriminatory.
So that's not in the hiring process.
Well, stand by, useful idiot. I want to put you on hold here. We'll continue in just a moment. And interesting.
It's part of the job description.
Because there have been some states that have passed similar legislation.
Sounds like that guy's got a right to grope your teenage daughter.
Well, actually, in Japan, it was all female agents that were groping me. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 50 million people across the country are threatened with severe weather. About 11 million in the Northeast are under a severe thunderstorm watch. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says damaging wind, hail, and tornadoes threaten the region.
We have a new storm. This is a completely new storm coming out of the West Coast, and this, I think, is going to be a huge deal for tomorrow. We're talking tornadoes, strong tornadoes, and the possibility of long-track ones as well. And then heading into tomorrow afternoon, it is going to be a busy day 4 of 5, because on Tuesday, more severe weather on the way.
Concerns about a possible conflict have prompted a warning from U.S. diplomats to commercial airlines flying over the Persian Gulf. The warning says airliners face a risk of being targeted by miscalculation or being misidentified by the Iranian military. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the show. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, I don't think we've announced this in advance yet.
Uh-oh.
Maybe we should have. We've got an after show coming up here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That you're going to be on, which I don't think you've been on an after show on
recently.
Quite a long time.
Yeah.
This one was your idea. You wanted to interview Danny LaDonne. And for our listeners who don't know, he's the guy who produced the Columbine movie, Playing Columbine.
And we were in it. He was the one who made me 2 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Nice. Real talented director, young gentleman. Probably not as young as he was 10 years ago, but he's going to be with us. And you wanted to have him on, Mark, to talk about how he's no longer a libertarian?
Basically,
interesting.
Yeah, so I'm interested in this. If we have this philosophy that's so awesome, why do we lose people at all?
Because it happens, yeah.
Right, and you've had Christopher Cantwell, the crying Nazi, on multiple times, and you're interested in the same subject, but for whatever reason, when you have this guy on, everybody says all kinds of terrible things about you. I'm still interested in the topic, you know, what converts people, you know, how does Cantwell go from libertarian to Nazi?
Mm-hmm.
How does Danny LaDonne go from libertarian to, I don't know, democratic socialist or whatever?
We'll let him describe himself, yeah. But yeah, he's on the left, right?
Yeah.
I had a friend who went from communist to libertarian to fascist.
Wow.
Yep.
The whole shebang, the whole range.
Tried it all.
So he's going to be on. That's going to be exclusive on our video streaming platforms of DLive and Twitch. So if you're following us on either of those platforms, you'll be able to watch that. It will start shortly after we finish the radio show tonight, so just after 10 o'clock Eastern time on DLive.LRN.FM or Twitch.LRN.FM. You can follow us on either of those platforms. And presumably the phones will be open, Mark. I imagine Danny will be more than happy to take calls.
I'm sure.
Yes, well, I think we'll have to do, since he'll be on, we're going to have him on Skype. We'll have to take calls via the phones for him, but that'll be something we can tell you about later. So stay tuned to those platforms. If you're not following us on either of them yet, then you can choose your preference over at dlive.lrn.fm. That's for DLive. That's our newest platform. And then twitch.lrn.fm. So we continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts. We have the useful idiot on the line calling from California. Sorry, the unuseful idiot. Anyway, he's with us here. You brought up this legislation called the Equality Act that I guess you said just passed recently at the national level. It passed the House, but you're expecting it's not going to make it through the Senate or the President that is going to enshrine, what was it, LGBT
plus
from being discriminated against?
Essentially, yeah. I wanted to get into the logic of the bill, which I believe is the most important aspect here. I assume you guys are familiar with basic law.
Oh.
So for example, circular definitions, if I were to define Liberty Radio Network as a radio network that promotes liberty, that would be a completely meaningless definition.
To right. Some people it might be, yeah.
It is accurate, but all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so basically this bill defines sex as someone's gender identity, okay. But it doesn't define gender identity.
Ah, okay.
So so gender identity can be whatever you want it to be. So, Mark, you were talking about in the last segment discrimination at TSA
right.
Stations. So if you imagine, I'll use you as an example. If you are you're a male, obviously. But if you identify as female, then you could potentially, well, there's right. As I understand it, there's protections in place where if I wanted to be, if I or any other female passing through TSA wanted to be patted down by a officer of their own sex or gender, I see sex and gender as being one and the same personally, that they could do so. But so if a woman were to pass through and you, Mark, were to identify as female,
right.
You could essentially be violating her rights.
Right. If I was an extra creepy person and
yes.
I get hired at the TSA and then I decide to change my gender whenever I feel like it to female so that I can grope the hot chicks that come through. Then,
so basically, the woman coming through TSA would say, "I want to have a woman pat me down." And you're like, "I'm a woman,"
right?
Yep. Well,
then they'd have to be more specific, right? I want a biologically born female.
I don't know that they can
woman.
Do that.
Okay.
They can't do that under this law.
Well, the law can't discriminate to hire.
That's a workplace a violation that you're talking about here. I mean, you're going
to. It's a customer request.
There's no customers of TSA.
They would call you a
customer.
They'd call you a customer.
Fine. The businesses I do business with don't grab my junk.
Okay, so how else would this, affect things? This equality.
Well, it's going to completely undermine women's rights, essentially.
Yes.
I don't know if you've been following.
It's a
disaster. There's been stories in the news about transgender-identified people competing on different sports teams and beating out.
Oh, yeah. I heard about a weightlifter.
Women. It's going to, undermine Title IX protections and stuff like that. It's just a completely garbage piece of legislation, and I'm absolutely outraged that the Democrats voted unanimously to pass it.
Wow. Well, then in that case, if Trump is really this, woman rights violating person, shouldn't he support this then?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you define the term woman, and under this act, there's really no. It's woman is a feeling. It's whatever you.
So I'm not a member of the community, but where does the overall LGBT community fall as far as support or against this legislation? Like, are they in favor of it?
Well, they're mostly in favor of it. I mean, I personally, I don't have problems with the sexual orientation part of the bill. The bill, as introduced, it's supposed to establish discrimination protections for both sexual orientation and gender identity. I just have a problem with the gender identity portion, which is specifically to
because
target,
it's undefined.
It's undefined, and it's specifically put in place to protect transgender people. And I don't see that we can protect the rights of
are they not deserving of protection?
To self-identify. Well, it's a difficult question to address.
I'll go ahead and say it. No. I mean, look, like, as an employer, and I'm sorry that the United States federal government employs so many people, it shouldn't, but as an employer, if I run a Hooters restaurant, mm-hmm. I should be able to choose to just have women. And I should be able to pick those women based on their looks. I shouldn't have some 350-pound hairy dude. Like you.
I'm only 215.
All right, 215-pound hairy dude come in and say, I identify as a woman, and I like chicken wings. Right?
Right,
and,
exactly.
And, like, I can't say anything. Like I don't, we don't live in that crazy of a world, okay?
You sure?
And, well, I think we may. And this is the problem.
We're getting there.
Like, you know, sports are a great example. There have been lots of problems, specifically on the high school and amateur level. We need a solution there, and we certainly don't need to create more problems. I support anybody who wants to wear whatever clothes they want, I'm with them. If they want a particular pronoun, I'll work hard to change whatever's a reality for me in my mind. I'll work with you as hard as I can, but there's some places that you simply cannot give, and you cannot let TSA agents identify as whatever gender they want and just grope teenage girls. Not going to happen.
Good call, unuseful idiot. Thank you for making it tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you, and especially appreciate that he didn't say anything we had to dump. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
A lot of the younger callers that watch us on Twitch or whatever don't seem to get it. That was really intellectual, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, if you're going to call in and crank us, do a good job. Crank me well.
So you can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. And you can bring up anything. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. We're entering into a very strange world where gender and sex is starting to get very confusing.
It's all fluid, man.
For people and... Yeah, you know, if it leads to more unisex bathrooms, and I don't know, it's just going to be interesting to watch it. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us here, even in these remaining moments of the radio version of Free Talk Live. If you're watching us on DLive or Twitch, at dlive.lrn.fm or twitch.lrn.fm. You should continue because we're going to do an after show tonight. So stick with us there. On the radio side, you can dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in lines as well over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Mark.
As we continue, we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We have Matt on the line calling us from, I think, Mississippi. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live on our Discord server.
Hey, Ian and fellows.
Hey, welcome.
Hey. Hey, thanks. I just wanted to follow up with the previous call-in from Unuseful Idiot.
Yeah.
And the whole gender is fluid and all that kind of stuff is so funny because, you know, he kind of tried to say basically, well, you know, how can you tell? You know, what's the difference? You know, how can anybody decide who's male or female? I just wanted to flip the TSA scenario around. You know, suppose I'm going, you know, through the screening process and I want to get groped by a woman.
Right.
In a polyester uniform.
Right.
You know, though I'd simply identify as female, you know. Grope me out.
That's
grope
what I was out, saying. Maybe. Yeah.
You know, I mean, how does it make any sense? Where do you draw the line?
Look, the whole thing is ridiculous in the first place. I'm sorry. The idea that just because you are going to be groped by a male versus a female officer makes it less of a violation one way or the other, it doesn't. Look, how do you know as a female, if the idea is that a female officer is somehow less likely to be some sort of lecherous sicko, I don't buy it. What are the chances that the female officer is some sort of lecher? You know, that you know, she's a pervert.
I completely agree. And,
let technology take over and we can all be groped by robots.
Well, no, that's just pointing out that
the way it's going to go.
There are also sickos on the other side of the screening process that, you know, hey, maybe I want somebody to stick their finger in my booty.
Wherever. Yeah, we can't get too descriptive on the radio with that.
Oh, my bad, my bad. But that's the humor of it. It's like, you know, where does it end? Where does it end?
Well,
abolish the TSA.
It makes it very, very difficult.
That would be a simple solution.
I like simple.
And it, you know, if the way I do it is you come through wearing a dress and you're making an attempt at looking female, then fine, you can identify that way. But, you know, some guy in a red man, you know, trucker cap with a untucked flannel coming through.
5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
Hey, don't judge me on how I appear.
Yeah.
Matt, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I've got to turn those sound effects off. 855-450-3733. David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, nobody can keep up with Dave. And it is legal if Dave does. If Dave does it, it is legal.
All right.
Is Dave the president of the United States?
No, your earlier conversation, earlier in this program today, where you were talking about, I forget your name, is it Chris?
I am Rich.
Rich, I'm sorry. You were describing a situation where you were tailing a cop and another cop was tailing you. Yeah. And the cop, when they pulled you over, they said that you were trying to keep up with Dave.
Yeah,
and
Officer
I say, nobody can keep up with Dave, and I got the story to prove it.
Okay.
I used to, when I was between jobs, I drove Yellow Cab for a while in Albuquerque. And every once in a while, pardon?
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Every once in a while, the dispatch would get a phone call about my my car number and some things my car was doing. I don't know who was doing it, but anyway, one of the calls, one or more, came, but one in particular came from an APD officer. And he had called the dispatcher and asked them to radio me that if I would please slow down. And the officer went on to say that I would have pulled him over, but I couldn't catch him.
And, how fast were you going? Just out of curiosity.
I wasn't going fast. I was going fast, but I was also skillful because there was heavy traffic, and I was very skilled at navigating multiple lanes of congested traffic, and the cop apparently was not. We had exactly the same equipment. I had a Crown Vic, and he had a Crown Vic. Mine was about 20 years old.
Doesn't he have lights that get people to move out of his way, though? You can't do that.
Well, I don't know. All I know is I got... Go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, if you're in a Crown Vic and you're in a multi-lane road, people will pull over to the next lane.
But he's in a yellow cab.
Oh, right.
I'm saying if the cop really wanted to catch him, the cop would just flick on the lights. And
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. But all I know is that I have legit bragging rights that APD, quote, could not catch him.
Nice.
So,
congratulations.
Yeah.
I'd want to get that transcript and...
Right.
Framed.
I don't know if they transcribe the taxi cab radio conversation.
Thanks for the call, David.
Get a recording of it.
Save All right. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Let's jump into this China story since we got a little bit of time here from the New York Post. Imagine calling a friend, only instead of hearing a ringtone, you hear a police siren and then a voice intoning, "Be careful in your dealings with this person." Would that put a damper on your relationship? Well, it's supposed
to. Be a badge of honor.
Welcome to life in China's social credit system, where a low score can ruin your life in more ways than one. Say you arrive at Beijing Airport intending to catch a flight to Canton, 1,200 miles south. The clerk at the ticket counter turns you away because, you guessed it, your social credit score is too low.
Wow.
Not only are you publicly humiliated in the ticket line, you're then forced to travel by the train, which should have been a 3-hour flight now becomes a 30-hour stop-and-go nightmare, all because the government has declared you untrustworthy. Perhaps you defaulted on a loan, made the mistake of criticizing some government policy online, or just spent too much time playing video games on the internet. All of these actions and many more can cause your score to plummet, forcing citizens onto the most dreaded rung of China's deadbeat caste system, what they call the Laolai, L-A-O-L-A-I. And the punishments are shocking. The government algorithm will go as far as to install an embarrassing ringtone on the phones of the Laolai, shaming them every time they get a call in public. But an embarrassing ringtone, flight bans, and slow trains are just the beginning of this dystopian nightmare that is now the daily life in China for tens of millions of people.
And this isn't just China. If this works, believe me, this is coming around the world.
So aside from it being a government-instituted program, how does it functionally differ from the libertarian reputation system?
it doesn't differ if it was run properly, but, you know, for one, a libertarian...
This will be run politically.
Yeah, isn't going to care whether or not you criticize a politician. It isn't going to care whether or not you played too many video games. It's just going to care whether or not you...
I'll give you bonus points for criticizing
politicians. But you were trustworthy. It said the system was to see whether, to deem whether you were trustworthy.
I'm all for systems that deem whether or not people are trustworthy being available.
Yeah, if this person reneges on contracts or, you know, hasn't paid what they owe, then that's important information.
Yeah, I'd really like to have that. And, you know, I'm sure that's coming at some point. But it's, you know, it's got the any centralized system has problems and is open to abuse.
Understood.
That's why you have problems with the credit reporting agencies and things like that.
A low social credit score will exclude you from well-paid jobs, make it impossible for you to get a house, car loan, or even a hotel room. The government will slow down your internet connection, ban your children from attending private school, and even post your profile on a public blacklist for all to see. According to Australia's ABC News, the government produced a deadbeat map via an app on WeChat, which shows a radar-style graphic identifying every laolai in the vicinity of the user. Further, tapping on a person...
That's what I'm going to look up.
Marked on the map reveals their personal information, including their full name, court case number, and reason they've been labeled untrustworthy. Identity card numbers and home addresses are also partially shown, said the ABC report.
Is this the 10 minutes of hate they talked about in 1984?
Maybe. There are reports that those whose social credit score falls too low are preemptively arrested and sent to re-education camps.
God.
Not because they have actually committed a crime, but because they think they're likely to. Elements of the system are in place throughout China as the government refines its algorithm, and the final rollout is scheduled to be in place nationwide by 2020.
Sadly, some of that makes sense, because if you restrict everyone's ability to travel, get you know, buy and sell goods and services, and pretty much make them broke, like what else do they have to turn to besides criminal activity to get by?
Well, there's a way to get out of it. According to this, snitch.
Is Google, you know, helping with this? I know that Google's been working with the Chinese government.
I'm not sure. They're not mentioned in this this story, but there is a way out of it if you're willing to snitch on others. The story says here that one of the ways you can improve your social credit score is to report on your neighbors. Individuals can earn points by reporting those who violate the new restrictions on religious practice, such as Christians illegally meeting to pray in private homes, or the Muslim Uyghurs, or the Kazakhs in China's far west, whom they're spotted praying in public, fasting during Ramadan, or just growing a beard. If you report that, you'll get some points on your profile to help you get out of the laolai.
Think there's a beard. Grow a beard?
Can I bank some of those points so I can do bad stuff later?
I don't
yes,
think so.
Yes, you can. That's how credit scores work.
There'll be more, I'm sure, in the news about this as it continues to develop, because they're not going to repeal this legislation over there. They're going to move ahead full steam, I imagine, with it. And as you said, Mark, other governments will be watching. And this could come to a government goon near you. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us, freetalklive.com. Stay on our streams.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.